This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Now we have one of our very special guests. We like to have someone new for you every day, and this one is especially special. Max Jackson, how are you?
Hey guys, thank you so much. Oh, that's a lovely intro.
Well, oh, we try our best, Max. But how are you doing? How's life treating you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. I mean, life has been a bit of a roller coaster at the moment, but right now I'm really good, thank you. And what about you guys?
Yeah, we're amazing. Whereabouts are you situated? We're in Brisbane. we like to call it Bris Vegas. Whereabouts are you situated?
I'm in Newcastle in New South Wales, but I love Brizzy. I'd love to be there as well.
Newcastle is a beautiful part of the world as well, so you're very lucky down there.
It is. I love it so much. I'm originally from a really small country town in western New South Wales, so when we moved here, I'd actually never seen the beach before until I was 8.
Wow.
I've loved it.
So have you took up surfing or anything since you've moved there?
No, absolutely not. Just singing.
Definitely not on that.
No, that's fine. I mean, we live close to coasts up here, but there's no way you'll find me on a surfboard either.
I'm a big scaredy cat. Actually, I have a song about being anxious, and I think that's probably played into me not actually taking to the beach that much, but I do enjoy going and looking at it, and it inspires me for songs.
From a distance.
I mean, sharks are pretty scary. Do you know what I mean? Like, they scare me a lot.
They totally are. I agree.
I mean, they're beautiful creatures, but, you know, the man, we were made for, you know, human beings. We're made for the land, and we'll just stay on here.
Yeah, okay? We'll stay in our spot and they can have their spot, I
exactly.
reckon.
Exactly.
Now, you have a very good spot. Your career has taken off, and your new single, Bad Idea, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. Thank you. It's been such a nice thing to finally, turn 2020 around and release something really positive into the world. And I think for me, connection is a really huge thing. And I was meant to be out this year all over Australia with one of my idols, actually, Gina Jeffries. And I was meant to be opening her show this year. And it was like, you know, the big year that you wait for. And of course, lots of things have happened. But I just decided to stop moping around on the couch. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to make something positive that I can send out into people's living rooms. So it is a fun little song, actually, about my partner and I. When we first got together, a bunch of girls told me it was a really bad idea. But 11 years later, I've decided it was a good idea.
Well, sometimes a lot of things are bad ideas. But first, until you try it, you don't know. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, I mean, I'm sure my wife's friends probably said the same thing.
But I think they might have liked him. I think. That's what I think. I think maybe one of the girls in the group liked him too and they were trying to win him over.
So the bad idea situation, you know what? That's smart. You think differently, girls do, because that's not what I thought I would have thought of.
That's a girl's mind working, hey, and a songwriter's mind.
Definitely.
Certainly is. Now, you've got your own album. This song's, I assume, taken off. We love it here. Would you be able to introduce it for us?
Of course I can. Yeah, so my album is called Life of the Party, and this song, Bad Idea, is actually a remake, so it's a new single version of a song from the original album. So this is my brand new single version of Bad Idea.
Confidence, arrogance, either way, I'm a mess. Whenever I see that smile, silly girl, no control, falling for someone I know, comes with a warning sign. Oh, here we go. No. I can't stop this feeling.
I know.